Lesson 26, Seeking Knowledge. This lesson is designed to encourage us to seek learning. Introduction. Just as it is natural for children to want to be like their parents, so it is natural for us, when we have been reborn as children of Christ, to want to be like Him. Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. In fact, the Savior wants us to become like Him. He has commanded us to become perfect as He is, and as our Father in heaven is. To become perfect as they are perfect, we must learn and grow in the knowledge of the truth. As we do so, we learn how to become like them and how to do the works they do. The commandment to seek learning. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord commands us to seek learning. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 78. According to this verse, what does the Lord want us to learn? The principles, doctrines, and laws of the gospel. Of all the knowledge we can gain, the most important is a testimony of Jesus Christ, of His divine mission, and of His gospel. We should continually study the Scriptures, therefore, and seek a deeper understanding of the gospel through prayer and righteous living. All the learning we obtain will not matter unless we have understood and obeyed the saving principles of the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 79. In addition to the gospel, what else does the Lord expect us to study? List the answers on the chalkboard. The earth, the heavens, history, current events, predictions of the future, our own country, other countries. President N. Eldon Tanner said, "The church has always urged us as members to get a good education and to learn everything possible about ourselves, history, geography, science, the universe, and especially the gospel of Jesus Christ." Address given at Regional Representative Seminar, April 1971. From the time of the restoration of the gospel, the church has always encouraged its members to obtain an education. Even in the early days of the church, when there were many problems, the Lord instructed Joseph Smith to organize schools for both adults and children. Besides gospel study, these schools offered classes in history, languages, grammar, mathematics, and other subjects. Today, the church continues to spend much time, effort, and money to support education. Among its efforts is the church education system, which was established to help meet the members' educational needs. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 80. What is the purpose of gaining knowledge? A knowledge of people and of the world around us can help us build the kingdom of God. It can help us find better ways to teach the gospel to more people. In addition, as Latter-day Saints become well-respected in their professions, whether they be medical doctors or skilled woodworkers, they become examples that may influence others to learn more about the church. Education is important not only as a missionary tool, but also as a source of refinement in all areas of life. President David O. McKay once said, "True education consists not merely in the acquiring of a few facts of science, history, literature, or art, but in the development of character. True education trains in self-denial and self-mastery. True education regulates the temper, subdues passion, and makes obedience to social laws and moral order a guiding principle of life. The objective of education is to develop resources in the student that will contribute to his well-being as long as life endures." Secrets of a Happy Life, pages 46 and 47. Gaining knowledge will also help us be of service to our fellow man. Through our knowledge, we can help people overcome sickness and suffering, find ways to make life more productive, and provide the necessary food, clothing, and shelter for our families. Above all, we can learn and share with others the principles and laws we must know to become like our Father in heaven. Sometimes, however, as people gain worldly knowledge, they become proud of their own wisdom. They feel they do not have to follow the counsels of the Lord and His prophets. The Lord has warned us of this in the Scriptures. "To be educated is good," He says, "if we listen to His counsel. Otherwise, we will use our education foolishly." 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. The importance of attending school. Why is it important to attend school? What can we learn by attending school? Much of our education comes through school. In school, we learn how to read, write, and do basic arithmetic. We learn about history, geography, and science. We study how the human body works, the movements of the stars, and the beauty and purpose of the plants and animals. As we broaden our understanding of the world, we can contribute better to our families, the church, and our society. Sometimes it is hard to attend school. We may be concerned about the money, time, or effort required. But the Lord wants us to be well educated. He will help us attain this goal if we seek His help through prayer and make our best effort. As our world becomes more advanced in industry, technology, and science, education becomes increasingly more important. We need training to properly support our families and knowledge to improve our society. Members of the church, especially the youth, have always been counseled to do everything necessary to get a good education. This includes training necessary for employment. Where formal schools are not available, our fathers or others who live nearby can help us gain the education we need. Education continues throughout our lives. Show visual 26-A. Education is important for young people. If possible, we should continue our education after high school. This can be done by attending a university, a vocational or trade school, or through on-the-job training. Show visual 26-B. Education should continue throughout one's life. Even later in our lives, we can take classes in many subjects. We can take classes for adults or classes offered by some schools through the mail. If formal schooling is not possible, we can seek help from those around us who have special knowledge or skills. Such people will usually help us when they see we are willing to learn. Since the Lord has counseled us to learn, we have an added reason to do our best to learn throughout our lives. As we read, study, and learn, we should ask the Lord to help us understand and remember what we learn. Pages 227 and 228 contain visuals 26-A and 26-B. Page 229. Besides the Scriptures, we should seek learning out of the best books, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118. This requires that we be wise in our choice of reading material. Some books and magazines make us better people. They teach us about the good and the beautiful. Other books and magazines promote wickedness. President Spencer W. Kimball has warned us that many evil influences come right into the home through television, radio, magazines, newspapers, and other forms of literature. Strengthening the Family, the Basic Unit of the Church, Ensign May 1978, page 45. Our learning must crowd out evil influences and fill our minds with good things to think about. In addition to reading wholesome books, magazines, and newspapers, we can attend plays that teach compassion, sympathy, and understanding of other peoples and cultures. We can attend concerts and visit art museums to increase our love of the beautiful. We can discuss what we learn with others. Learning by doing. Our Heavenly Father placed us on the earth to learn and to gain experience. Many of the things we learn can be learned only by doing. It is not enough just to study about them. The author of Ecclesiastes wrote, "My son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and too much study is a weariness of the flesh. God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 12 and 14. The Lord asks us to carefully consider the need we have to work faithfully. "Wherefore now let every man learn his duty, and to act in the office in which he is appointed in all diligence." Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99. Performing the tasks assigned to us will, as we act in an office or calling, give us experiences we can learn from. When we are involved in doing things, we will sometimes make mistakes. This experience gives us an opportunity to learn, to change, and to increase our abilities. As we do things better and make improvements, many things that were difficult become easier. We are then not only able to perform these tasks for ourselves, but we can also help others. The Lord has provided many opportunities of service and leadership in His church, which, if we accept and prayerfully do our best, will help us develop and learn. Page 230. Much informal learning can be done as a family. Families can attend musical productions and plays or visit museums together. They can make things together. They can turn picnics, camping trips, vacations, and even short walks into family learning experiences. One family takes turns each day reading aloud from a good book and then discussing the important ideas they read about. Learning by doing is something we all can do, no matter how uneducated we are. One lady, for example, once complained to Dr. Louis Agassiz, a distinguished scientist, that she had never really had a chance to learn. She told him that she and her sister ran a boarding house and that she didn't have time for anything else. He asked what type of work she did, and she replied, "I skin potatoes and chop onions." He asked, "Where do you sit as you do this?" "On the bottom steps of the kitchen stairs." "Where do your feet rest?" "On the glazed brick." "What is glazed brick?" "I don't know, sir." "How long have you been sitting there?"
15 years.
"Madam, here is my address," said Dr. Agassiz. "Would you kindly write me a letter concerning the nature of a glazed brick?" She took him seriously. She looked up brick in the dictionary, but felt that the definition was too simple to send to a famous scientist. So she looked in the encyclopedia. As she read there about bricks, she came to words that she did not understand. So she looked them up. And then, because she really became interested in what she was learning, she visited museums and brickyards. When she finished her studies, she sat down and wrote Dr. Agassiz a 36-page letter on the subject of glazed brick. Back came a letter from Dr. Agassiz informing her that with just a few minor changes, he had published her letter and was sending her $250. At the bottom of the letter, he asked, "What was under those bricks?" She looked. There were ants under the bricks. So she began to study ants. She found there were between 1,800 and 2,500 different kinds. She became fascinated by the many varieties of ants and how and where they lived. After wide reading and careful study, she wrote 360 pages on the subject to Dr. Agassiz, page 231. He published it as a book and sent her more money. With the money she had received, she went to visit all the lands of her dreams. Adapted from Marion D. Hank's The Gift of Self, pages 151 through 153. Besides the money she received, how was this woman's life enriched? By increased knowledge and new interest in the world around her. We, too, can learn much by taking an interest in the world and in the people around us. We can learn many things simply by paying attention to the experiences we have and seeking to understand them through study and by contemplating them in our minds and hearts. As we observe, study, work, and think deeply, we will learn many things of value and learn how to apply them in our daily lives. There are some things you can give another person, and some things you cannot give him, except as he is willing to reach out and take them and pay the price of making them a part of himself. This principle applies to studying, to developing talents, to absorbing knowledge, to acquiring skills, and to learning of all the lessons of life. Richard L. Evans, Richard Evans Quote Book, page 74. Discuss this idea expressed by Elder Evans. What opportunities are there in our area for increasing our knowledge and experience? Conclusion. We have been instructed by the Lord to gain knowledge about the gospel and about the world. We can do this by attending school, by taking self-education courses, by being interested in the things around us, and by seeking to understand our experiences. As we gain knowledge, we will learn to appreciate the earth and all that the Lord has provided for us. Increased knowledge and educational training will also help us support our families, build the kingdom of God, be better citizens, and become more like our Father in heaven. Challenge. Fathers, encourage your children to gain an education. Set an example of learning for them to follow. Plan family activities that will help everyone learn together. Young priesthood holders, make the plans necessary to obtain,
A Good Education, page 232. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Become familiar with the educational opportunities in your country and community. 2. Ask class members to read and present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of lesson 26, Seeking Knowledge.